Next, we're going to move on to our next Hall of Fame recording. Why don't we go ahead and do a door prize real quick? I didn't know you were going to be so quick on the draw there,
Oh,
Steve, and I was going
okay.
to already get the wheel started, but why don't we go ahead and do a door prize real quick before you play that? So we're going to do a $25 gift card generously provided by Contra Costa Chapter again. And the winner is Deborah Armstrong. Congratulations, Deborah. Okay, Steve, now go ahead and take it away.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame History Project as we celebrate our 90th anniversary.
How does one adequately honor someone as vital and strong and who was such a consummate advocate for Braille and libraries as CCB Hall of Fame member Winifred Downing? I can't tell you how much I admired Winifred. She was a very humble person. She was often in the background, but she was an amazing leader. She was incredibly knowledgeable. She was a brilliant organizer. She was a woman who, when determined to do something, to make something happen, she would do it. It happened. And she was someone who cared so deeply to enhance the lives of blind people. She was born and raised in Chicago. She went through the public schools. She earned degrees in English and social work. She began teaching at the Hadley School for the Blind in, I believe it was 1950. Through Hadley, she met and later married her husband, Glenn. They had four wonderful children, three of whom have been invaluable volunteers and have contributed to the San Francisco chapter of CCB for many years. Winifred was an amazing knitter and seamstress. I remember that every time I would meet her and she would be busily talking about Braille or a resolution or something. And in the middle of all that, she'd be knitting a baby blanket or a sweater or whatever. She used to bring cookies to our chapter, mountains of Christmas cookies, every January. She taught for 40 years at Hadley English and home economics, Braille reading and writing, grade 3 Braille, speed reading, Braille speed reading, imagine that. And she taught people how to use the Opticon. She initiated and was a founder of the sub-regional library for the blind and print disabled at the San Francisco Public Library in the 1970s. And when the library started to fall apart in the early 1980s, she launched an effort and was able to convince all of the organizations of the blind in California to support this effort, to put a proposition on the ballot that called for creating an independent library for the blind in the San Francisco library system. Unfortunately, that proposition was defeated, but it created the impetus for continuing to build and improve this library. And now we have an amazingly impressive talking books and Braille center that is the envy of many other libraries in the country. And it is recognized now with great respect by all library staff and management. It is truly amazing. And Winifred is responsible for beginning this effort. She worked tirelessly to enhance the lives of blind people. And she cared about people. She worked for 10 years as the editor of the Blind Californian, and she encouraged people to write for that publication. And she was an articulate human being. She wrote beautifully. She presented many lectures about blindness and libraries to the community at large. But as an editor, she was meticulous, and she would approach people and urge them to get involved and help them become involved in CCB and ACB as well. She traveled extensively to the Middle East, to China, to Europe. She spent summers in elder hostels. She took many classes on various subjects, many of them esoteric, to learn more about the world around her. And she was a dedicated member for at least 60 years of her Catholic Church. So I just have to say that I am so pleased to be able to honor the memory of CCB Hall of Fame member Winifred Downing.
Harriet Feeling. She was born in 1910 and passed away in 1997. Harriet was very actively involved in the Associated Blind of California and the American Council of the Blind. She is known as a businesswoman and a writer. Within the council, her writing is well known for many articles that she published in the Braille Forum and the ABC Digest, as well as the ACBC Digest. And I believe at one time worked for one of the San Francisco newspapers. She was the chair of the American Council of the Blind Board of Publications and was responsible for guidelines for the duties and responsibilities of members of the Board of Publications. She was a recipient of the 1990 Derwood K. McDaniel Ambassador Award. At one time, she was a member of the Sacramento County Club for the Adult Blind, which was the name of the current chapter, the ACB Capital Chapter of the California Council of the Blind. There was expressed a need for recreational activities in Sacramento, and nothing existed. Harriet Feeling and some other chapter members, which I believe also included Audrey Hebner, set up underneath the chapter a recreation committee. And the recreation committee provided some social events and activities. They grew, became well known for their activities, and got the attention of the Lions clubs here in Sacramento. As a result, they decided to establish the Sacramento Society for the Blind up in 1953, but there also was orientation and mobility training and other social skills. The first orientation mobility specialist was Tom Ryan, who eventually became their executive director. From their early days, they did have a recreational therapist. They did have a social worker. And what grew was a low vision clinic, which was one of the tops in California. The agency was trying to address the community as a whole to be all inclusive. There were people who needed rehab services. There were people who just needed a place to meet and to have a recreation and social outlet.
We'll be back later with another episode from our Hall of Fame History Project.